This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Senator from Arizona Kyrsten Sinema is leaving the Democratic Party and officially registering as an independent. Her move comes just 2 days after Democrats reached a 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate following Senator Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia, which meant that the new Senate ratio would help Democrats overcome certain procedural hurdles and also weakened the negotiating power of obstructionist Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema on major Democratic priorities. The chamber will still functionally be a 51-49 Senate, which means Democrats will have a clear majority and full control of committees. Sinema's committee assignments will be through the Democratic majority. Sinema will be different than the other independents in the Senate, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Even as a Democratic senator, Sinema never attended Democratic caucus meetings and won't participate in any now. Both Sanders and King, on the other hand, do caucus with Democrats. Both Manchin and Sinema have marginalized Democratic efforts in the U.S. Senate. Sinema has repeatedly found herself at odds with the party, including rejecting a filibuster rule change earlier this year that would have helped pass a major voting rights bill, one of President Joe Biden's top priorities. She also has held the Democratic caucus hostage and negotiated for her vote with Republicans on major bills like infrastructure spending legislation, gun restrictions, and a major Democratic climate, health care, and tax bill. The Biden administration was informed of Sinema's decision to leave the Democratic Party. A senior administration official said, "We really don't think it changes much except her re-election path," the official said, noting that Sinema is up for re-election in 2024. Arizona has never elected or re-elected an independent. The Florida state representative who sponsored the Don't Say Gay bill resigned on Thursday, a day after he was charged with fraudulently obtaining tens of thousands of dollars from a federal COVID relief program. Republican State Representative Joseph Harding has been indicted on a slew of charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, making false statements, and other crimes. The six-count indictment alleges that Harding, 35, got more than $150,000 in COVID relief loans from the Small Business Administration and received roughly $45,000 in January and February 2021 for a pair of companies that had been dormant in the months before the applications were filed. Justice Department prosecutors allege Harding listed dormant business entities on his applications, lied about the numbers of people he employed, and submitted fake bank statements. Harding is set to go to trial for charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. A wire fraud conviction carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Money laundering and making false statements carry a maximum of 10 and 5 years, respectively. His trial is set for January 11th in Gainesville, Florida. COVID-19 is linked to detectable changes in the brain. Researchers found that most people who have recovered from COVID-19 have changes in the circulation of tiny blood vessels in the frontal lobe and brainstem areas, parts of the brain which are involved in higher-order cognitive skills like language and voluntary movements. People recovered from COVID-19 showed reduced circulation in microvessels in those parts of the brain. Bharat Biswal, professor of biomedical engineering at New Jersey Institute of Technology, conducted prior research which documented structural changes in the brain that distinguished people who had been hospitalized and recovered from COVID-19 from those who had not been infected. That study found changes in the limbic system and hippocampus of the brain, which oversee emotional and behavioral activities as well as memory. Biswal said, COVID-19 has multidimensional effects on the body, including in the brain. And while scientists haven't yet investigated people who may have been reinfected, multiple bouts with COVID-19 may cause cumulative changes on various systems in the body. Biswal says he worries about how reinfections might show up in the brain and in other organs.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.